love in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to grow and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest shore. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Yeah.
Okay, everybody, good afternoon. This is another edition of Cash Flow. James Martinez here. Boy, I'm so happy it is all over. I'm so glad the rah-rah is over. I'm so glad the hype on TV is over. I'm so glad every channel covering this whole election thing is over. I'm glad that it's over, and we have now got our new image of the next president of the United States, Barack Obama. And what I'm going to – I just want to give a quick announcement that I mentioned yesterday that I'm going to have some specialists come in and talk about the mortgage issues. As I've mentioned before in previous broadcasts, there is another affiliate that I deal with called FixMortgageFraud.com. For those of you that are getting the shaft by the mortgage companies and whatnot all over the country that would like to go head-to-head with them and try and beat them, I suggest you go to FixMortgageFraud.com. I will have representatives from that particular website here to discuss with you the entire process, what it entails, what the success rate has been, what to expect, and also how much it costs. All that stuff is going to be revealed to you in the next coming weeks or so. I did speak to those people yesterday, so I want to make sure that for those of you that have been asking me about what to do about their mortgage, well, now you have a solution to deal with that as well. It works on the same principle as the other issues dealing with loans. Basically, it is to examine the nature of the loan, look for any things that are incorrect about it, and then challenge it in court. That is basically what it is. But today is very important. Special guest today is Bob Neffert. As usual, I can't wait to hear what he has to say about last night's rah-rah session with Barack Obama. So without further ado, let's go ahead and bring him up to the front. Bob Neffert, are you there?
Yes. Good afternoon, James.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Very good. First of all, James, you're incredibly mistaken to think it's over. Nothing's over.
What I mean is the dance is over. I mean, okay, we got our guy in there, and now, but I agree it's not over by any means, but the actual election is over.
The whole economy runs around the White House, all right? That's the center and heart of the Android meme. So it never ends. Everything begins and ends there and spews there 24/7. This is just a spasm. The election part, the election cycle is a spasm, and then there's the recovery from the election cycle, which focuses on how we're doing and therefore stays focused on the White House. So that's all it is. It's only that, Jane. It never ends, at least for the TV body and the TV landscape.
Right. It does never end.
The Android meme is made up of the chemical body or physical body, the astral body, the TV body, and the chip body. And that's our formula that we use and apply here at our ongoing press conference. And boy, do they need us now. They need this formula now.
Okay, tell us why. I'm dying to know.
Well, what's interesting, focusing on the TV body, which is what seems to be the fulcrum point for the White House part of the Android meme, the centralized broadcasting out, providing us security image. Now, if we look back at the other great communicator provided by the Democrats, Bill Clinton, he was interesting in that he represented an amalgam of post-World War II presidential images. He had a bit of JFK in him. He had a bit of Nixon because he was impeached. He had a bit of Carter coming from the South. And he had a bit of Reagan in the sense that Reagan was a great Republican communicator. So he was a melange, a collage of all the previous decades coming out of the Android meme, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what's interesting about the new level, what I call the Barackan social scene, remember the band, the great Canadian band, Broken Social Scene?
Yeah, go on.
We've got the Barackan social scene. Mm-hmm. All right. What's interesting about the image of Senator Obama, President-elect Obama, is that he's a compilation not of the recent post-World War II presidential images provided by the Android meme. He's a compilation of the images of the whole historical era of the entity known as the United States of America. What's interesting, it was 220 years ago. That's the 22. 220 years ago, in the spring of 1789, the first president, George Washington, a slave owner, inaugurated the presidential meme for the United States. 220 years ago. That comes to an end now with the Obama presidency. Why? Because, as Marshall McLuhan pointed out in the 60s, America was a global environment since the 60s. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the media, the virtual reality that America created, the hologram since JFK, became a global environment under satellite conditions. And that's the way it's been for over 40 years. What's interesting now is that the 220 years of racism that the United States was built on,
right,
George Washington to Obama, Barack Obama, that has come to an end because the global content of the American hologram has now occupied the White House. The world that America dominated, supposedly, has now been repossessed by the rest of the world. This is the indication of the meaning of the Barack image. We don't know where he's from. He could be from Hawaii. He could be from Kenya. But he certainly represents the rest of the world.
Right.
And the rest of the world has occupied the White House right now.
Mm-hmm.
The interesting thing is that the Bible talks about the tribulation that's coming under end times. You know, the Christian fundamentalist scenario, the Baptist
right.
scenario.
Mm-hmm.
McLuhan played off this and said it was not tribulation, it was re-tribalization or re-tribulation. So the tribalizing and third worldization of the United States, which has been a specter for 30 years, has finally been overcome and deposited itself into the United States. We are now a third world country, and we have an appropriate third world image,
right.
an image from the third world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's interesting is, I've talked about the four bodies, chemical, astral, TV, and chip body. The fifth body is the mystery body, or the mystery landscape, which is the ongoing mystery of where we came from, what we're made up of, and where it will lead, and how would we describe ourselves in 1,000 years. We're always excavating the mystery body, and the four bodies we've laid out are our present cultural map of what we're made up of.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, to prove that Obama represents this movement, not into the post-information society, which is what President Bush's image was. It was a post-information, non-communicating society.
Right.
We're now moving into the mystery landscape. And the mystery landscape is pretty hard to measure. It's not post-information. We don't even know what it is. Okay. To prove this, I quote from the Charlie Rose show a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
He had on his guest, Tom Brokaw, you know, the famous anchorman for NBC.
Right.
Now retired.
Right.
All right? Actually, it says here, I don't watch TV, he's the moderator of Meet the Press. Maybe that's his new role. I don't know. Are you aware of that?
No, I didn't know he was retired, and I didn't know that was his role either. But maybe,
so you're not following the old TV body at all either.
Right.
And remember, exactly. This whole White House, the reason you're glad it's over is that you had to look at television, that ancient medium. You had to keep exercising your TV body because it was pumping adrenaline into you because it was hogging the chip body attention, right?
Right.
You're hassled enough with your chip body, but this emphasis on the TV body, this ancient medium, just wears everybody out. So you don't even know who Tom Brokaw is anymore, neither do I, but it says here he's the moderator of Meet the Press, which is a show on Sunday morning. Here's what their dialogue was. Here are these two major journalists. Charlie Rose says, I don't know what Barack Obama's worldview is. Tom Brokaw says, no, I don't either. Charlie Rose says, I don't know how he really sees where China is. It's almost like a modern student in American education doesn't know where China is, right?
Right, exactly.
So Charlie Rose is suggesting Obama doesn't know where China is or doesn't have a relational image in relation to it. But that's being facetious. So Rose says, I don't know how he really sees where China is or what China's relationship to us is. Brokaw, we don't know a lot about Barack Obama, and nor the universe of his thinking about foreign policy. Rose continues, I don't really know. And do we know anything about the people who are advising him? Now, this is after, 2 years almost of constant press coverage of Obama's campaign world, okay?
Right.
And Brokaw goes, yeah, that's an interesting question. We don't know who the people are advising him. Charlie Rose, he is principally known through his autobiography and through very aspirational speeches. And Tom Brokaw says, yeah, just two of them. I don't know what books he's read.
Wow.
Charlie Rose says, what do we know about the heroes of Barack Obama? Then Tom Brokaw says, there's a lot about him we don't know. If that doesn't prove that this guy is the mystery body incarnate, what else do you need, right?
Exactly.
Now, here's what his TV body image does in containing the history of America. Clinton's image, a collage of post-World War II presidential images, Obama stretches back 220 years. On the presidential level, he represents Abe Lincoln because he's a great speaker, and it's a second American Revolution. All right?
Right.
Abe Lincoln. That's the chemical body. All right? That's the one that deals with race, gender, and class. The astral body is FDR, Roosevelt, the great speechmaker on the electric medium of radio. All right?
Right?
You're starting to get discarnate and etheric when you're on radio. That's what FDR was. He replayed Abe Lincoln, but on the electric environment, in the electric medium. All right?
Right.
The TV body is... within the TV body aspect of the image of Obama is his replay of Ronald Reagan, the great inspirational communicator.
Right, right. In
the multimedia world. So that Reagan redoes Roosevelt, Roosevelt redoes Lincoln. The chip body aspect of Obama is not this massive one-way broadcasting represented by Lincoln, FDR, and Ronald Reagan, but it is... he's JFK. He's a rock star, as people say, young people say.
Right.
He has a great affinity with the entertainment business. All right, but parallel to the presidential images, he also represents the history of the African American. The chemical body aspect of Obama is he's a scholar, like the great 19th century black scholar Frederick Douglass. So he's got he's a Harvard graduate, was the editor of the Harvard Law Review. So he's got this academic background and credentials, and that is resonating with Frederick Douglass. What would be the astral body aspect within African American history? What image would meet that? Who would be the black preacher minister aspect of the
Martin Luther King?
Exactly. He is a replay of Martin Luther King in terms of his inspirational and idealistic and almost moralistic speeches, telling us how to be better people, right?
Right.
So
that's the
African-American preacher minister aspect of his image. The TV body, a little more complex, it includes Smokey Robinson of the Miracles, all right? He looks like a great singer from the 60s. And he also has an aspect of Sidney Poitier in him.
Right.
Sidney Poitier was not extremely dark. A bit light. As Obama is, because he had a white mother, right?
Uh-huh.
So you got Sidney Poitier and Smokey Robinson representing the TV body, which is the entertainment movie world and radio world, music world. What is the chip body aspect within the African American history, within the black history? What is the chip body aspect he's got?
Go ahead.
He's got the rap mogul coolness.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he does, actually. That's right.
He is very cool, apparently. People think that he just exudes poise and confidence and detachment and attitude, a poised attitude when he's on stage, right? So
right.
Isn't this interesting? He's a combination of the chemical body, the astral body, the TV body, and chip body. Within Black history, he's Frederick Douglass, Martin Luther King, Smokey Robinson, Sidney Poitier, and any rap mogul, maybe Russell Simmons, I don't know.
Right.
Not a thug rap mogul, just a cool rap mogul. That's probably Russell Simmons, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Right. So isn't it incredible the power of this combination of the four bodies? Now, this is proof we're moving into the mystery landscape, the mystery body landscape, because when the four bodies become figure and become merged into a coherent image, that means it's obsolete. All right?
Okay. Now, explain that for a second.
McLuhan used to point out, and we use McLuhan as a guide here often, just as the CIA does and the NSA, they use McLuhan. He used to say that when something was obsolete, it was incredibly noticed. It was quite prominent. Everybody got involved in it. So when television was an invisible environment and being manufactured in the 30s and 40s, it was not obsolete. It was new. Once everybody started buying it in the 50s and 60s and became a cliche technology, it was now obsolete. Obsolete
right.
means more and more widespread use of a medium. Because the new hidden ground, the new next technology, the chip technology, is not noticed in the 60s. All right? It's sneaking
right.
up on people. It becomes, the chip technology, digital technology, becomes obsolete in the 90s when everybody gets online. All right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then we're into a new phase now where the hidden environment, the hidden technology coming is called fusion, which I reported over the last couple of weeks that I'm inaugurating out of my meeting in Kansas on October 22nd in the Midwest, right?
Which we'll get into a little bit, because I tell you what, I've gotten a lot of email from people asking more information about that. So whatever the up-to-date place source for them to find out online about that, please let us know.
Right. Now, I told you about Edmund Storm's site.
Sure.
You went there, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so the interesting thing, you have this... the hidden ground, I mean, cold fusion is going to be a mystery technology because it'll have more energy coming out than coming in, and that is something our present model of physics and chemistry can't fathom. We can't figure out what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And so the mystery aspect of the coming technology is being prefigured by the Obama image. He's the mystery man representing the uncharted zones we're moving in. And to the degree he's a figure of optimism and hope for people, that's definitely an anthropomorphic human expression of the hope coming from cold fusion.
Yes,
all absolutely.
Right? But there's a problem here. If you notice that the big welcoming scene in Chicago was in Grant Park.
Yes.
Now
It was a huge spectacle for a guy to come out. Everybody came out, and he was out there maybe 15 minutes and then left. People waited out there for 10 hours.
Yes, I remember, you know, when Clinton came in 90, what was that, January 93, in Arkansas. It was just a small park or maybe the governor's home or something. It was a lot smaller. I didn't notice how Bush greeted his victory in 2000. Well, it took a while. It got delayed, didn't it? So that got filtered out. So this was probably the biggest in history, right?
Right, absolutely.
Okay, it happened on Grant Park. Do you know what Grant Park means to people?
No, I don't, actually.
Grant Park, in 1968, was the site of the famous riots, the police riots, and the protesters, the violence in the streets at the Democratic Convention in August 1968.
Very interesting.
It began in Grant Park in 1968 with Abby Hoffman and the hippies and yippies and radical people led by Jane Fonda's former husband, forget his name, Tom, what's that guy's name? Jane Fonda's husband of the 80s?
Oh, you're talking about...
he's a state senator there in California, I think.
I just remember the husband that's on CNN, that one.
Ted Turner. Well, the one before that was one of the. Remember the Chicago 10, the Chicago.
Tom
8?
Hayden. I guess my producers helped with Tom Hayden.
Yeah. Anyway, Tom Hayden was the lead. Was leading the serious radical anti-war protesters, and Abby Hoffman led the jokesters and the media pranksters. But it all was organized at Grant Park. And eventually, government provocateurs started hassling the protesters and the party celebrants there, and a riot started, and it spread into the streets. And, of course, people say in retrospect, they started to say, that because Nixon, because Nixon came in November 68, the reason he came in was the violence and the mayhem that Mayor Daley and the Democratic Convention couldn't control made the Democratic candidate, Hubert Humphrey, weak. So a new austerity measure, austerity state condition came in with Nixon, all right? A new aspect, I mean, different people will call it fascism or extreme right-wingism, all the optimism of the 60s was destroyed at Grant Park. All right?
Right.
So Grant Park is the site of abuse value, which I say the economy is run on, abuse value. So in 1968, America, its vision was broken. All right?
Huh?
40 years later, in 2008, the world is broken. The world is already broken, which some people say certain financial manipulators created the economic collapse in September to help the Obama image in relation to McCain's Cold War image and worrying about the invasion of Georgia, right?
Okay. Right, that's right.
So you have a broken world. Now, is the euphoria of last night in Grant Park a reverse of the traditional image of abuse value that is represented by Grant Park due to what happened in 1968? You see, what's happening is America was broken in 68, America evaporated over the next 40 years, and then we had the chip world, the chip body, which has been building for the last 25 years. That broke. So the global hologram broke, and the chip body broke. That's the financial collapse. And we're really sitting here with the four bodies in disarray. And this would explain why there's such infusion of optimism or excitement into the occupation of the global American hologram by a person who's not an American. And
right.
By the way, this may lead to issues over the next couple of months. If they prove that his birth certificate is not valid, he got lots of martial law potential riots coming up, right?
Well, right. I've looked at that all over the web, and you know, I looked at a transcript that apparently someone had with his grandmother or some relation of his in Kenya, and she says that he was born there. And then you got people that won't allow the official records to be open in Hawaii. So if there's cover up going up on already, that's not a very good start, is it?
No. So that may not be necessary. The emotion of moving the mystery body doesn't matter where he's from.
Exactly.
Doesn't matter any of these issues. But here's the interesting thing about American culture per se, the United States, the voters. What's interesting is that this election was an act of contrition, an act of penitence by the American citizen over what was perceived as the lack of a communication and proper presentation of America's image to the rest of the world provided by the Bush administration. The total hatred of the United States and its image, supposedly, around the world, right?
Right, absolutely.
Now, a lot of Americans were embarrassed by that and had problems when they traveled. They claimed they were Canadian. They would play down the fact they're American because it was very dangerous around the world in the past 8 years because who knew who would pop up on your tourist jaunt and invade it with anti-American feeling or hatred, right? So
exactly.
I think the American citizen said, we need to apologize to the world and refurbish our TV image, our TV body image.
Mm-hmm,
and so
mm-hmm.
let's allow the third world image to come into our home and run this place properly. Or attempt to run it.
Exactly, right.
That's the janitor aspect we talked about in our last show.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's interesting is you have the American baby boomers are basically wanting to be taken care of because they kind of blew it, at least to the degree that they think that Bush and the White House represented their lives. The younger people, who are more gravitating around the chip body, and remember, Obama's considered a genius in how he used the internet for campaign fundraising, right?
Right. Well, hang on. Well, let's pause right there on his genius with the campaign fundraising. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to return back with Bob Neverett just after this break. And if you have questions, feel free to call in at 888-235-7374. Again, it's 888-235-7374. This is Cashflow with James Martinez, special guest Bob Neverett. Be back right after this.
Are you a lucky little lady in the city of life? Or did you not lost angel, city of night? City of night. City of night. City of night. Woo! Come!
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from The Cashflow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of your credit cards controlling your life, behind in your payments, struggling to make ends meet, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good? Now? That's right. Call our 800 number and listen to the 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
There is something inside us that aches to change the world, that wants to make a difference. But sometimes we get stopped because we think, well, how can I make a difference? What can one person do? Well, imagine if everyone who felt that way got together. How powerful would that be? Well, that's exactly what Humanity Unites Brilliance does. It brings together people who feel the same way about global transformation and provides a central uniting place for everyone to get together to move towards creation of a world of self-sustainability and self-empowerment. Go to passionforhumanity.com and see what I'm talking about. Here's a chance to unite some of the most effective nonprofit and for-benefit organizations and at the same time give you access to resources from some of the world's most inspirational leaders. You'll meet people with similar visions as you. You'll have a support network designed to connect you and your passions with others. You'll transform while you help transform the world. PassionForHumanity.com. Explore and change the world.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You listen to ARS, the Achieve Radio System. AchieveRadio.com. Hey, what's a .com in
a time to turn your eyes away? Is there a time for keeping your head down, for getting on with your day? Is there a time for cold lipstick, a time for cutting hair? Is there a time for high street shopping, to find the red dress to wear? Here she comes.
All righty, here we are. James Martinez back with Cashflow, here with special guest Bob Neverett. Okay, let's go back to where the part we were talking about with Barack Obama and his genius with the internet. Go ahead.
Right. First off, James, is there time to be president? When I'm talking, I'm just quoting the song there.
Yeah, exactly.
Is there time to be present? Because as America in 1968 at Grant Park, the site of the original economic abuse value, and remember, abuse value means that you need people to rise and fall within the entertainment world we're in, the spectacle we're in within the TV landscape. You must rise up and fall. You must be abused. That's the cycle, and sped up even more phonetically over the last 15 years, right?
Right, exactly.
As a matter of fact, you then recover from your first fall, and that helps you rise up again because you got the stigma of having been a disaster for a while, all right? So that was the beginning in 1968 at Grant Park. America was broken and started to break from that point on. The world now is starting to break from Grant Park again because, as Obama himself said, he said, we got a lot of work to do. It may take two terms before we even get going and fixing up this mess.
Yeah, that's right. He did say that. He didn't give much of any promises at all because he knows it's just a mess.
Yeah, and it's broken. And the question is how can it be healed? It cannot be healed, and that's why our press conference is important. It cannot be healed in conventional communicatory forms or bureaucratic forms. It can only be healed by a new energy breakthrough of cold fusion. So the reason we're offering help here is we're giving the model of the four and five-bodied situation that will help you understand as you wait in limbo, in purgatory, in frustration, expectation of something to emanate from the White House that solves the broken crisis, right?
Exactly.
We are giving you a mental formula to juggle the crap that will be spewed on you because the election is never over and the White House never leaves the TV landscape. Now, when you're president, you only show up every few months to give a press conference, right? But
right,
the real action is in the other media, the Hollywood reality. They make movies and documentaries and talk shows and arguments and spectacles around what the meaning of the new paradigm is. And it is being presented that there's a new paradigm. Change has come to America. Now, we know that in a tactile, audible culture, which we live in, there's no content. There is the effect of change, the meaning or seeming spectacle of change, but it has no beginning, ending, or conclusion or middle part. It has no content. And that's why the image of Obama, his main image, is he has no content. So he's perfectly aligned with the audible tactile culture. The white image could not be audible tactile. Some people thought Hillary Clinton as a female was slightly tactile, all right? But she was still white. Remember, the image of tactility, since it's not a color, it's the interplay of the senses and does not have any visual color. The only approximation of tactility in visual terms is the color, is the image of black. So we finally realized a black aspect of the Android meme, which is what it's been for 40 years. It's been tactile. It's been black as an under.
I just love this because I know people are going to listen to this and go, what in the hell is he talking about? But it's great, though, because it's a completely different perspective. And an email just popped into my little window right now saying, what am I missing here? Why are you not pleased with the outcome? Meaning the outcome of Obama taking the next step there. Let me just answer that for this particular person that emailed in, is because I'm not pleased and I'm not jumping up and down with that because the fact that it's just going to be more of the same, in my opinion, and he's walking into the biggest mess of all time, and there's not going to be any major significant changes that are going to happen, in my opinion, in the next year or so. But go ahead, continue, Bob.
Yeah, where is the change? There's all kinds of changes for chemical body. The chemical body changes, you're bringing in global austerity. In 1968, Nixon brought in American austerity state conditions, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you're bringing in global austerity. They're having a conference next week on November 14th. They're beginning it, the new, quote, Bretton Woods that President Bush is organizing. You know about that, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There's a big economic, Bretton Woods, 1944. No, 1944, Barack Obama, 44th president, got a resonance on the numerological level there.
That's
right. It's 220 years after it all began in 1789. So there, 22 is half of 44. You got lots of symbolism you can play with. But the thing is, it's an austerity state that is being implemented under Barack Obama. That's the bad news for the chemical body. Now, from the astral body point of view, the idea of America's image must begin to reunite its beacon of hope for humanity that it's always been, supposedly. Then that is being realized by the rhetoric of Barack Obama, his Martin Luther King replay.
Right.
Right? And it's interesting. Martin Luther King, you know, he died in 68, was murdered, and 40 years later, his doppelganger shows up.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's right.
For the TV body, that means endless controversy, endless media confusion and stupidity must be provided in the content of the TV body, because we all got to have some TV to consume, or at least a lot of the cultures from the rest of the world. You know, basically, over the last couple of years, a big part of the emphasis in politics was the immigration issue, right?
Right, that's right.
Remember, a couple of years ago, they had millions of people demonstrating, and immigrants or representative immigrants saying, we must be acknowledged. Well, that was a precursor of last night. The immigrant has taken over the White House.
That's right. That's right. I was at a party last night with a particular actor that you know about, and then it was about 40 people there. I have never seen so many people get so excited when he came out on the stage in the room, because I was fixated in the room, watching them watch and interact with the television as they watched the new image come out of the president. And I'd never seen so much excitement, hugging, kissing, toasting champagne. Everybody was going, then I was driving back after I left. There was people in the street like jumping up and down, going crazy. They just loved it.
Well, the reason is for the American youth, you know, people in their 20s and that, this means they can travel again. They've got a good image to wear on their sleeve. They've got the worlds they travel to. They can say, well, your person is in my White House.
Yeah, that's
right.
Mm-hmm.
So the American youth can travel again. They couldn't travel in the 80s. I remember being in an office in March 2003, on March 19th, when Bush bombed Baghdad. And there were 20-year-olds in there. And they immediately said, my God, I'm not going to be able to go anywhere in the world now. They knew.
That's right.
And of course, that was a stress for the next year and a half, and everybody's hoping that Bush would go down in November 2004, because then we could travel again. He didn't. So people were really stressed out for the last 4 years. And so the release for young people of this is that I've been redeemed. I can be an American and say, well, I got some neat wallpaper. I got some TV body wallpaper in my house that's
right.
Resonant with the whole world. For the older people, the baby boomers, it is a shift to austerity, yes, but that they will take care of us. They will bring in health care, Medicare. They will look after the rape of Wall Street and reestablish, rebuild the middle class. Remember, we're recreating the middle class now, right?
That's right, yeah.
All those wealthy baby boomers who were living and floating in the virtual upper class have all dropped out of that. Dropped out of the ceiling and landing in the middle class. And so there's an act of contrition and penitence going on. It's very interesting that you were standing on the sidelines and watching this, because humans, they're exuding emotion in this religious ritual, which is an American election every 4 years. They're exuding an emotion, but you're looking at the unconscious reasons why they are over-emoting.
Yeah, that's what I want to see, because they don't know this guy. They don't know how he got into office. They don't know where he's from. It was interesting because it could have been, I mean, if McCain got in, everybody was already convinced it would have been more of the same, but at least it would have been somebody different. So, you know, people still would have been going rah-rah. But this was a whole other level, because when I was in the room, there was black people in the room, Latin people in the room, white people in the room, some Asians were in the room, every kind of race and gender, gay people, straight people were in the room. All of them went nuts when he came out. It was very interesting to watch.
Right, because the middle classes and upper middle classes of the WASP white culture of the last 40 years, they've experienced the affluence the rest of the world has been denied. And they've suffered the services and dearth services of that. And most of them are very cynical about the American hologram. They are the people you see in the media elite, the Beltway pundits. They're the ones who just sit back and comment on everything that's going on as if they're CIA profilers, okay?
Right.
And that's all they do. They get paid a lot to comment on what's going on, and they're commenting on middle America and the blue states and the red states and the immigrant and the Spanish American culture. They're profiling and analyzing like ad agencies, the whole thing. They're detached from it. They're not involved. They don't believe in any of this old middle-class acquisition. They've been through it. But the rest of the world believes in it. And so what Obama means is that all these people from the rest of the world can now have access to the American virtual abundance. And so a lot of politics since 2000 has been geared to the so-called minorities. Like Bush had to learn Spanish, right? Remember, he tried to speak when he campaigned in 2000 and 2004.
Right.
A lot of it, Gore was learning Spanish. They're appealing to the world. To the rest of the world. That's what the global hologram has been. Now it is broken, so we let everybody try to pick up the scraps.
Exactly.
And look, I recognize humans, if they don't have the abundance I've had or you've had, they want it. They want to be part of the technological evolution that's been unfolding, you know, for a long time, and they have a right to it. The problem is that people don't recognize the illusion or the disservices of it. At first,
that's right.
At first, there's a wonderful Santa Claus. He gives you everything, and then after that, you have to go to the hospital because you overdid it. So this natural cycle of desiring a change in a new image, you can see that the oil cartel, which operates globally, they needed a new image in America just for them to have a reasonably calm place to do business. So they orchestrated Obama, you know, years ago. Remember, he was a nobody, but he spoke at the Democratic Convention in 2004. And everybody thought that was a great speech for some reason.
He's good at it. I got to give him that. When he did his little speech out before everybody, every major black power person was there. Oprah Winfrey was right at the front lines there. Jesse Jackson was right there. But at the same time, while they were there, I couldn't believe there was so many young people from every walk of life. I was kind of shocked that everybody was dying to have this kind of celebratory, kind of celebrating a moment in time historically where this would happen. But I was also, while I was watching people go and interact with the TV, I also saw people that were at that party that didn't really know each other, that may have had biases because they were, had some race or racial overtones. They kind of moved closer with their physical bodies next to each other while they're watching this. It was a really weird moment because I was not watching the speech. I was watching people watch the television and see that moment because everybody was unified in the one experience. Most of America was watching that. And when I saw this happen, I got to see their kind of reactive bank that people went. It was like a burst of relief and excess happiness at the same time, whilst people that normally would never even speak to each other out on the street in this room, that a lot of people didn't know each other, were speaking to each other and kind of making a bridge. So it was interesting watching that happen.
Okay, 2 points. First of all, I've never seen Obama speak. I don't watch TV. I don't follow any of this stuff. So I don't know anything about this charisma yet. Never experienced it myself. I didn't even watch anything last night. So I am the most uninformed person in terms of experience commenting on this. But that gives me detachment. I'm the outsider. I look at the broad outlines of what's going on. And I know that rhetoric, that verbal speech is nowhere important within the mixed media, multi-sensory world we live in. But what's interesting is I've said before, as the chip body disappears, people think the chemical body is coming back. The physical body is now no longer subject to the tyranny of huge media environments. Remember that theme, as I've been telling about, that as media shrink, people think that they're bigger than the media,
mm-hmm.
and therefore they think they've retrieved human scale. Obama represents human scale. The image is human scale. And that's what you're seeing, that through television, people think they're retrieving human scale, even though the mass effects of TV will continue to wreck the educational system in terms of literate values that America claims is standing up for.
Okay,
all right?
Now, define human scale. What does that mean?
Somebody in the hood, people around you, the very thing that you said you saw in the room, people feeling that we're all human, we're all in the same situation. We're not
right.
subject to the stereotypes and conflicts that TV promoted the last 50 years. The
right.
conflicts of race, gender, and class, which were necessary to keep the entertainment dollar circulating.
Right.
But the chip body has made people think that human scale has come back. They're not dominated by media. So when people look at the old dominating medium, the TV landscape, they can laugh at it. They can celebrate it if it has the right image. And that's what Obama's image was. It was a crystallization of the human scale globally, the third world, not the virtual people that we Americans are. The third world human scale on the TV, witnessed by people not inside the TV environment, but well around it and past the TV environment. It was a great act of nostalgia for when there were people and community. And the irony is, it had to be done through television. So the juggling of the ratios between the chemical body, the astral body, the TV body, the chip body, and now the mystery body is the expertise that I'm providing and is the education, the curriculum that needs to be propagated. I mean, if Obama and his team is smart, they'll be lucky and hear our show, and they will start having us within their councils.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I have this I could tell last night, because of his presence now, that the black people that were in the room and other people that I know that are part of the civil rights movement, for some reason they've graduated now. We're in the White House. We have been vindicated, and the civil rights movement has now meant something, et cetera, and we're okay now.
Right.
Now you have to respect me.
That's right. In other words, I've entered the TV landscape.
Yes.
You're not real until you're in the TV landscape. That's the viability. It's part of our body politic, and it's also your personal body. This is why Ron Paul had no hope of a chance, which I told him back in February.
Right.
Right? Ron
That's
Paul
right.
had, these people had no understanding of the issues of what's going on. Ron Paul did not know he was up against a human need that the oil cartel was going to bring in, a human need of an image to solve the global hologram collapse. Right? It had nothing to do
right.
with the American Constitution, the American taxation, American credit card, or the collapse of Wall Street. Nothing. We are off the planet, people, and we're trying to reestablish and land back on the planet. And we think it's the chemical body and what we see within race, gender, and class. No, we're moving into the mystery body, which is going to even be even stranger. Once cold fusion shows up and we establish a global technology with that, then you're going to have UFOs show up, because they'll say they'll be ready. They'll say humans finally solved their problem with cold fusion. Now we can bring our advanced technology and they won't feel inferior. That's
good.
What's going to happen.
I'm glad you're bringing that up, because that seems to make a little bit more sense to people, as I've demonstrated this as a kind of hypothetical issue. If you cannot bring an advanced intelligence into and integrate it with the human species if they're not ready. I used to think, who cares, just do it anyway. But really, they have to be ready, because they can barely handle anything as it is.
Let alone
the even concept of that as a possibility, backed with some facts that could essentially make that truth. That's, most people just cannot handle that at all.
Exactly. So as we move into this strange landscape, the language that Obama has been using will wear out within 6 months.
Right.
There's two possible scenarios. The oil cartel will let the oil remain stable. Wall Street will hover around 8,500. That's where Warren Buffett wants to keep it, 8,500, 900 for 6 months. And then all heck will break out again. Oil prices will go up. The Dow will go to zero. And Barack is going to have to come up with some new language to deal with that. And that's what we're providing, new language to massage the TV ear, the audible tactile ear. And that's only managing one quarter of ourselves, the chip landscape. Google and Yahoo, what are they going to do as we move into this new zone? What's going to happen as cold fusion services? These are the real issues. So again, we had the Olympics in August. We had the financial 911 in September. We had, what did we have in October? More of the financial 911.
Right.
And then we had the buildup of the election. Now we have this orgasm. There's
right.
a new need for an orgasm within a month for the TV spectacle.
Yes, another oscillating moment.
Yes. I mean, what's coming back? What big show is coming up? Is Paris Hilton coming back on TV?
Probably is going to be coming up, I guess. Right? I don't know when that comes up next.
Which show are you saying?
Pardon me?
Which show? Paris Hilton, is she coming back?
No. Well, she does. She is. But I'm saying American Idol is going to come up. And also, we're going to see the next big event, I think, media event, is going to be the changing of the guard, where Bush steps down and possibly gets charged with crimes and so forth, as people are speculating that may happen. That could be the next big thing.
Yeah, the abuse value. We now have to abuse the historical record of what happened in the White House. So
right.
if you have an occupant come in from another part of the world, he must abuse the history of the White House and its crimes and corruption and fallen angel status. That's what Bush may have to contend with. So to review, Bill Clinton represented JFK, Nixon, Carter, and Reagan. That's just post-World War II imagery. Obama represents the whole 220 years of the American presidency. So he represents Abe Lincoln, FDR, Ronald Reagan, and JFK. But personally, on the tribal level, which is important, you know, you're pointing out to the black people think that because their chemical body got into the TV landscape at the fulcrum of the White House, they've arrived.
That's right. That's right. That is exactly right.
Now, the Spanish Americans are going to demand this, too.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have a candidacy and someone into there before they're legitimate.
I'm hoping that an Asian American will someday be president. That would really freak people out.
Okay.
But they feel vindicated now that a black man is in the White House, which is, I guess that's good. I don't know if it's good or not.
Okay, but look, so that within the black legacy, his image represents, and he will replay Frederick Douglass, Martin Luther King, Smokey Robinson, Sidney Poitier, and Russell Simmons. This is the local image for him in relation to the presidential images of history. I'm replaying all this because it's so brilliant what I'm saying that I just want to make sure those who missed the first part of the show, they hear this. They hear a replay. All right?
Yes, because
so
of this one, I'm going, this particular archive, I'm going to be sending out to quite a number of people because they think now that Obama's in, everything's going to be fine.
No.
And
it was just a good show.
Just
a good show like the Olympics. It's been a good year for spectacles.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. In fact, I think Obama, I know he's going to be perhaps the most popular president ever because he's a great speaker. Everybody loves his kind of humanistic be together. Let's do something that we've never done before and let's do it better type of thing.
Well, the African Americans have been the hidden ground of American culture. They created the music. They are in essence American culture. The
right.
unique music that they create. They've been for 220 years the other, what's called the other, capital O. The strange hidden factor in American life. But when the other shows up as a figure, what is the new other? You've got to have an other. So what is the new other? The Asian American candidacy? Spanish American candidacy? Cold fusion? All these issues are here. So when, as McLuhan said, charisma is looking like a lot of other people. But that's what he said in the 60s. The charisma of Bill Clinton was he looked like a lot of presidential images. Obama
right.
looks like a lot of historical images. See how charisma, you must look like a lot of other media, historical extensions and artifacts. That's the qualifier.
That's the qualifier. Well, I know we got about 30 seconds left. Do you have any final notations you'd like to add before we conclude today?
Well, I'd just like to say, hooray! It's
okay.
A wonderful day! It's a new dawn in the global hologram.
It is a new dawn and then a global hologram. So, all right, we'll be back. Bob will never be back next week. I'll be back tomorrow, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in. And everybody have a great rest of your day out there. This is James Martinez with Cashflow. We'll see you again. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
With a little girl.
did another lost angel. City of night, city of night.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cashflow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of your credit cards controlling your life, behind in your payments, struggling to make ends meet, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good? Now? That's right. Call our 800 number and listen to the 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You listen to ARS, the Achieve Radio System. AchieveRadio.com. Hey, what's a .com?